When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Wow. We're here. I want to say up top that the energy is amazing, Marie. I've never been more excited to see your beautiful, wonderful face. I'm so happy to hear your voice,
Sydney.
There's a fire truck going by.
When I tell you the devil is always working on
this. Always working. Of course, I said something positive, and the Satan was like,
the devil was like, oh, you want some positive energy?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Burn the whole block down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sydney, I like what's happening here, I think. You're giving me multiple orgasm glow. That's what I feel like I'm getting from you, friend.
No, not. I'm just here trying to be good to a great sis of mine. I'm just looking at you, and it's love, light, and lusciousness. Okay, you're lusciously.
Sydney, I feel like you want this episode to be called Live, Love, Laugh. I refuse.
I just love being positive to you because I don't think I do it enough. I don't think that I let the people know how much you are appreciated here.
Wow. Sydney, did you smoke weed today? It's even high energy over here as well. Is the energy marijuana?
No. But where I am, the marijuana is plentiful.
Oh, okay. I feel like it would just come out and say it at this point, but I guess, okay.
Well, I'm at an undisclosed location right now, Andrew, and okay. I can't say where I am, but just know that I'm somewhere that's not dusty-ass New York City. I'm in better places. The grass is greener over here. I wish Marie was here to be my third.
I'm gonna go ahead and tap out. tap out.
Hi Marie. What were you an expert in this week? I want to know.
I didn't know we were doing this today.
Somebody complained on the in the comments and said that we don't do expertises anymore.
But we have a whole episode that is around an expertise today.
I know.
They're complaining that we don't talk about what we're experts in.
For the week. We used to do that religiously.
Well, I guess we're experts at not being prepared.
Well, that's the overall theme of the podcast, sis.
Well, sure. I guess.
Y'all had a crazy ass day.
I don't know if it was a crazy day, sis, but we had a nice Sunday, okay?
You want to tell us?
It was first of all, wow, my teeth look amazing.
They so beautiful. Yeah.
Wow, I wish I had my scarf on, my good scarf. Oh, here she go. I'm gonna drape it over my head, and then we'll figure it out after. But
okay,
it was nice in New York this weekend, and I didn't really have anything to do because I was up all night, literally all night.
You were all
at Sydney's house
all night. We did Sid Can Cook, and it was like, I was like, Marie's here. She's here for the night. She spent the night.
Yeah, and that's why Cindy's in such a good mood today, because I spent the night at her house.
It's true. Wait, we didn't say up top that we got our cooches waxed.
Oh.
We did not. Okay. We didn't say that. And we
okay.
Must...
So let's talk about that being our expertise then this week. Me and Sydney are experts in having smooth ass pussies.
Yes, very smooth.
Shout out to my mom who's listening to the episode today.
Hey, mom.
Yeah, we went and got Brazilian. Did you get a Brazilian wax, friend?
Yeah, at the front and the back, gone.
Yeah, me and Sydney got Brazilian waxes, and Sydney was late to the appointment. Mm-hmm. Not to point that out, but she was messaging me like, you better not be late, beach. And then I got there, and our good sis was late.
How? Well, let me tell you, I will be late for my own death. Just letting y'all know.
So you're gonna live to be 109. Yeah.
I'm gonna Prince miss Philip. My death and keep on living.
Hmm. Shout out to Soul. I think that's what that movie was about.
It's about cheating death.
It's about being late. It's about a black man cheating death. Yeah, so Sydney, how late were you, friend? What time did you get there?
Like 20 minutes. I think I was 20 minutes late. 20, yeah.
Yeah, by the time you got there, I was already half bald. And I could see one of my lips completely. For the listeners who've never gotten a Brazilian wax, they just put hot wax on your coupe. First of all, they show you the room and then they say, let me know when you're ready. And then they leave and you're in the room like, am I supposed to take off all my clothes? Like, you don't even know. Like, I wasn't sure what to do. And then she knocked on the door and I still had my coat on. So I was like, well, let me take off this. And they put the hot wax on you and then they like pat it a little bit and then it dries and they rip the whole thing off.
It was insane. That was my first time getting it done. And I was screaming.
Screaming.
Screaming. And I apologized to everybody who could hear. I was like, I'm so sorry. And a man was like, don't apologize. We understand. Like, they understood. He understood. He was a great ally. He knows that wax on the cooch, it hurts.
But when it's done, it's not that it looks awesome. It feels awesome. You feel more aerodynamic when you walk down the street. It feels nice.
I was floating.
How long does it take for it to grow back?
Let me check.
I don't have anything there now, so not quick. Sometimes when I shave, literally I'll be like, what is this? Why is this a long hair starts growing out immediately the next day?
Yo, have you ever pulled a long hair out of your booty crack?
Yes. Yes.
It's like satisfying in some weird
it,
way.
It feels like I'm flossing, which I need kind sometimes.
Flossing your booty cheeks.
Yeah. And but wait, me and Marie were supposed to show each other our snatches and she did not. And I would love
Sydney,
to see it now.
Sydney, I'm sorry. Did you show me yours?
Well,
I tried to see it at Sid Can Cook and you did not want to show me.
I don't like an audience.
Interesting. You, an actress? You, a comedian?
I only want to do a solo show for one, and that's you.
Ooh. Ooh. How to start a fire, beach.
But, you know, I think Marie had on, like, some real, real thin leggings. So through her, you know...
What lies you know, are you telling right now?
You know,
what
she had...
thin leggings did I have on?
Her beautiful camel toe. I could tell that they did a great job.
First of all, I was wearing sweatpants. Second of all, you know that God is the one who did a good job. And the lady just hooked it up a little bit. But now I'm just like, I just want people to see it. I just want to go.
Show us on the chat. The guest wants to see it.
You see, the light is not that good in here. You see, you see what it's
put
doing?
On the sex lamp.
I got to put the ring light on.
You want me to show?
Yes, please. Oh, come on. Come on, sis. Angle the camera a little bit.
Can you see it? It's just black.
Girl, is that a tampon string?
No.
Sydney, sit down. Sydney, I cannot believe you just me too these people. And for that, I too.
Yo, y'all are missing a good ass show. This we can't even put this on the Patreon.
Yo, you know what? We should start doing live podcasts. Not live, but you know what I mean? Like, we should start shooting them so people can see what.
Yeah.
People miss that. That's. Wow, incredible.
All right. Speaking of shows, we did a phenomenal a moment for our guest today, who's pretty damn famous.
Basically, yes, famous. IMDb popping.
I mean, infamously known for being in Nikki Fresh with Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie's best friend, the new Simple Life.
The new Simple Life. That's what you are. I don't even know, Marie. Just bring him in.
He is our complaining expert, and that's something that Sydney claims we're experts in already, but I don't see it. He is the unofficial expert. Give it up for Jared Goldstein.
Hi. Okay, I have zero complaints so far. I'm in heaven.
Good, you got to see Sydney's cooch.
This is incredible.
It's wild.
I'm sorry. The crazy thing is that it's kind of like,
what a gift.
You know what just happened? It's like when a guy puts his dick inside of you and you're like, is it in? You guys just was like, is it there? What? Where is it? You were squinting.
Since it was very dark. It was very dark. Yeah. Blick. It was blick.
It was blick.
But the lighting also famously not good where you are. So. Mm-mm.
Famously.
Great weed, bad lights.
Right now I'm bush. I'm all natural. But last year for the first time and second time, and hopefully soon when I'm finished being vaxxed, third time, I am waxing my hole. And I love it. Mm-hmm.
You've been waxing your hole?
Well, Sydney, you waxed your hole when you got that Brazilian.
No, but I didn't know. No, I didn't know that, like, guys were waxing holes now.
You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Look at Andrew. Andrew with his squeaky clean booty hole. He's like, damn, girl, Andrew, you said that.
No, I have not. I did sign off on the have you ever pulled a string out of or a hair out of your ass
before? A long hair. You'd be like, whose hair is this?
Where did that come from? I signed off on that part, not the squeaky clean. Yeah.
It's so great. It doesn't
do you
hurt.
Wax
does it
everything? Not in, like the coochie. Do you wax everything, including the booty hole?
No, everything else in the front stays nice and trimmed, but you know, I want to see the visual of the landscape.
Okay.
In the back, I want squeaky clean, and it's fun for, you know, for fun stuff, but it's also just like when you wipe, it's like there's nothing there. There is nothing there. And people, you know, people, they're going to get in your head and they're going to try to drag you down and they're going to tell you, oh, wait, just you wait until the hair grows back. Oh my God, you're going to be in for it. And I was nervous. Nothing. The hair grows back and it just comes back and it's like, hey, and you're like, hey. And every time you wax your hole, the hair comes back thinner.
Okay.
What? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Wait, it's, what?
I can't
these
say enough
thin
about
booty
it.
Hairs. Okay, yes. Yeah. My hair is going to look like Kate Moss.
A little peach fuzz, you know? Just a little pixie cut. Yeah.
Are there people who just model their bunghole? Is that a thing?
Bunghole.
Yeah.
Well, it's like porn, you know? Like, you see porn and you see these buttholes and they just look so, like, bright and smooth.
But people
and, like,
bleach
clean.
Their buttholes, too.
They do.
Which is interesting.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I used to not wax. So no judgment, because some people were very judgy about me waxing. Where is the judgment
coming from? Like, what is, like, why are they judging?
From hateful homosexuals.
But, like, why? What is the root?
Okay, Andrew, take over, host.
I'm sorry. Just, like, gay man to gay man, I want to know, like, why are they getting mad?
Yeah. I think it's like, it's probably like akin to like bottom shaming, and it's like waxing is, and it's also your butthole. So you have to say hole, even just to tell someone you did it, you have to say, I waxed my hole. And that's not, you know, that's not the easiest sentence to say, but I am very brave.
So thank you, Jerry.
So here I am on this program.
Basically the brave expert.
Which, by the way, I have listened to this show every week for years. I couldn't be more excited to be here. I feel like I've won a sweepstakes. and they're like, you know where they're like, you can win a walk-on role on your favorite show.
Yeah.
I feel like this is...
I'm sorry it took us so long. I just want to say that up top. I'm sorry it took us so long. I think we've had every fabulous gay in the industry be on the show, and we've missed you.
Yeah, I think so.
It was worth the wait.
And look at you sharing right up top. Up top. Not even 15 minutes in. You sharing proper butthole waxing information that the community needs, honestly.
Well, look, Sydney shared with us. Yep. So it's
don't forget there. Who did it first. Don't forget.
Jared, first of all, how the hell are you doing? I know you're very busy. I see you on primetime TV things. I see you working out there. You working?
Yeah. We're doing the best that we can, and it's been pretty good. Honestly, it's like it's been better than before when it used to be easier to avoid trying to be on TV, you know, because you could just do stand up, you could just like do all these other things, and then when everything went away, it was like, well, fuck. Now I really, 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 really have to try to be on TV.
Now I have to book.
So I started taking. Yeah. So I started taking fucking Zoom acting classes.
Oh.
I actually, just before here, I had a Zoom acting rehearsal. It was a nightmare. My teacher gave me a scene from Call Me By Your Name.
Yes.
Homophobic.
The most.
What was the scene? Can you give us a little clip?
Yes.
I don't even, I have three lines.
Okay, well,
scene.
Give us your best three lines, babe. Okay.
Okay. My, okay. Here are my
hold
lines.
On, hold on.
They are.
And yes. We want you to get into it, though.
Right.
Okay.
Into it.
Okay.
Into,
okay. Okay.
So, one, okay. Two, action.
I think he did. Yeah. Oliver was Oliver. Oliver may be very intelligent. And then this is when I start crying. I think he was better than me. And then my last line is, does mother
know? Wow. Wow. I see it.
It was moving. I moved.
I felt the tear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You felt it.
I
over the scene. And that is what Zoom acting teaching.
Can wow. you wait? Can you give us the link? Should we sign up? should we yes, sign up, Marie?
Please. Come to the class.
Well, I would love to take a Zoom acting class because I need to learn how to book things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it sounds really bad, but it's like, could it be any worse than a regular acting class? No, it can't. And it's better because you don't have to go anywhere. And when you're watching like the scene you hate, you can just walk right
through. Oh, plus, it's like regular acting class, but you have all your favorite snacks in your house already.
It's like regular acting class, but not. It's not like your regular because you are comfortable in your home. Sometimes when I go to these like classes, which I've only been to one, you're in front of all these people and it feels very like stressful. But yeah, when you're in your own home, it just is something. It's a lot more lax.
Yeah, you don't even have to have on pants.
These Zoom auditions too. I mean, it's like you're in charge. You know, how nervous can you be? It's like I'm at home.
I still got nervous before like a Zoom callback or something.
Yeah.
Notice I said callback, not audition.
I'll get like butterflies.
Okay. Here we go. That's a flex. Okay. She's close to booking, baby. Close. She's booked.
She's like five steps from booking.
It's already. You're one step. All you got to do is hop in there, babe. You're there.
Yes. You got to hop in there. Plus, you know, there's a chemistry test. It's a lot. We don't want to bore the people with the acting details.
Well, we love the Smirnoff.
There it is.
The voiceovers are fun because I don't have to. I'm sitting literally right here, and I'm like. America.
And you just did that from your house.
And Marie has one of the best voices. One of the best voices in industry.
What a star-studded, iconic commercial.
Fun fact, I just recorded an ad for Skinny Pop, too.
Oh, look at that.
Skinny Pop popcorn.
Yes.
Making money, Marie.
You know, can I tell you? Right before pandemic last year, I got a voiceover agent. And I was like, I have done voiceover jobs here and there throughout my life since I was a kid, but my like ratio of voiceover audition to booking is so much higher than the ratio for like, you know, like acting. So I got an agent and I was so excited and I was like, we're gonna hit this and I'm gonna make so much money. And then the pandemic started and it was like, great, I can keep doing this from home and it's not gonna stop me. I auditioned for so many things. I have not booked one voiceover job. I've
for a year
for like 60 things in a year.
Okay.
nothing.
Yeah,
to show
but
for
they're the, they come. There's so much more voiceover auditions, I think, than regular auditions. Yeah, too, though.
Than regular.
There's just more.
And also, it's like you and then Kiki Palmer. So they're gonna go with Kiki Palmer.
No, Issa Rae, I think, is the new voice of Google. So, you know, it's also Issa.
Okay.
And other people who they're like, sound like this. And well, also, Oprah Winfrey is still booking voice things. So don't do that.
Okay. Well, it's black women thriving, and I love to see it. So I'll never be mad at that. But you know what I will be mad at? Everything else. I'm fucking tired. I'm tired, Jared. Let's get into complaining, bitch. Let's go.
Please, please. Complaining gets such a bad rap. It is good. It is a good thing to do. It is an if I didn't complain every day, I would be lying to you by omission. And look, I've got a big, gorgeous brain, and I am capable of having many thoughts and feelings at one time. And at one time, I can feel very grateful to be where I am. And at that same time, I can also be so fucking annoyed by everything around me. And those are not mutually exclusive. So I want to see a world where we embrace complaining. We let people vent. We give them space to acknowledge what's going on around them and not villainize them as being ingrates.
Villainize.
Negative. So I love
Jared,
what are some things that you're complaining about recently? Oh, sorry, Sydney. What was you going to ask, friend?
I said there's a difference between venting and complaining. There really is. Venting is you're getting something off your chest. Complaining, I feel like venting, you're like, "Hey, can I talk to you about something for a moment? Like I got to get something off my chest." Like you have that prelude to whatever you're about to say that's negative. Complaining, you just off the dome riff-raff, don't give a fuck who's around. You're like bad, and the energy is off. There's a difference, I think.
Okay, so was the Boy Is Mine, the song, them complaining or them venting? Because there was
excuse me,
can I talk to you for a moment?
It's venting. Let me talk to you for a moment. That's venting. She's approaching. Approaching you, and she's like, "Yeah, I gotta say." When somebody says, "Can I talk to you for a moment?" They're about to hit you with a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. They're about to knock you out.
Yeah, let me talk to you for a minute.
Yeah,
they're about to say something that you're not gonna like.
It's never good.
No.
Yeah, Sydney, you bring up a very good point. There is a very important clause in complaining, and that is you need to find the right person. You need to it's like when you're on the group thread, maybe that's not the place to complain, but then you break off into the subgroup thread with just two other people. That's where you complain. So it's very important. Like you don't want to complain on a set. You don't want to complain in a professional setting, but you want to complain in a safe space so you can get it out, and then you can return back to your public life with a smile.
Right, because you do want to do it in a small with like a smaller audience. You want to do it with one person. I feel like you're either on the phone,
not in the comments, in the
DMs. Or you're on the phone complaining about something to your manager or your mom or your best friend, and then you come back out and you're like. But I like complaining. Oh, that's not true. I don't love complaining.
Yeah, Marie. I don't think. But when you talk, it doesn't sound like you're complaining. It really does feel like you're getting something off your chest.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe I'm biased because when I hear you talk, all I hear is like little birds chirping and like you know. Beauty and the Beast music playing in the background.
Thank you, Sydney. Beauty and the Beast. What's playing? Gaston?
Yeah.
Playing?
No.
Sydney, do you think you complain a lot?
To my friends, yes. Like you, Jared, you were saying it should be like very limited, exclusive. You should like tone it down in front of like strangers or the masses. But yeah, when I get one-on-ones, I could go off on a rip with just like, this is not going well, I'm upset at this, and not talking about my blessings enough.
Not talking about your blessings enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like complaining helps you, like once you get it out, then you can start talking about your blessings. Like it helps you get back to your blessings because you just get the thing that's in front of you that's just irritating you, you embrace it, you acknowledge it, you release it.
Yeah, it's almost like you have to talk yourself into a circle about how you hate everything. It's not going well. Your life is crap. The thing is not going to get enough likes. And then you're like, but at least I have a job. What an amazing opportunity. Like you complain yourself into like.
Yeah. No, that's venting. That's venting. Because when you vent to a friend, they're the person to check you and be like, no, bitch, this is like, you're doing great. Don't. What about this? What about you? But you just got that. Or like, don't worry about this. Something else is coming. But when you complain, I think you kind of sound like a broken record. And usually people don't stop you. Eventually, they just stop answering your calls. They stop texting you. They mute you. They block you. People stay.
My mom always picks up. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sydney. Mm-hmm. My mom always picks up.
What's your mom's name?
Her name is Sharon.
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 Sharon's picking up the phone. I love that. I love that for Sharon. I like that for you guys.
Yeah.
Sharon and Jared.
We do it for each other. We do it for each other.
Yeah, because I feel like the older you get, the more you complain. The older you get, the more you complain. And it's about stuff that like, you're like, wait, that doesn't matter. Like, well, I went to the supermarket and let me tell you what this dumbass cashier did. Mm-hmm. She charged me. She charged me for the organic kale, but I had the regular kale, right? And I'm looking at this bitch. And it's like, this story is dumb. This story is terrible. Like, that's what old people do. They complain about how their bodies feel. They complain about, I don't know, whatever. The weather. And then they complain about having...
How are our bodies feeling? Are we, like, our joints, our, like, lower back? Are we feeling good?
Marie?
You know, as you said that, my back started bothering me. My body was like, you know what? Yeah, bitch. We hurt. Why is my back sore? I don't know. Actually, I think I'd...
It's hard because we're home a lot and we're on a couch a lot. So the lower back is the first thing.
But it's my shoulders. My upper back. Jared, this background is cute, too. You got a little tree in the back for us. What is this? Where do you live? Are you in a den? Are you in a sunken living room? What's this?
This is my living. This is my living room. Let me show you.
I see you have a white couch.
Breaking everything.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Oh wow.
That's my. Front
where the fuck
window.
Do you live, dude?
I'm in LA.
Yeah, I know where. I know you're in LA. There's it's clear stairs, that you're in a home. It doesn't look like a random apartment.
Oh, okay. Little accent wall.
That's a little.
Wow.
Yeah, a little accent wall. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I love that. Okay. Wow.
Got a cute little setup. Yeah, I've been here as long as I've lived in LA.
Wow.
I feel like you, why would you complain if you, look at you, you got an upstairs and downstairs? The nerve of you. The nerve of you having anything.
You got good skin.
Bad
you
to
have,
say.
And you have all your hair. So let's talk, what you got to complain about, Jen?
Yeah, you have abs. Yeah. Didn't even know that until you were on Alex English Live. Didn't even know you had a body like that.
Yeah.
Body, yaddy.
Yeah, it's new. It's
oh,
new.
It's new.
Mm.
We're
still got the
on.
New ab smell. Yes.
So is my
I'm
hair. My hair's
with
new
your
as
abs.
Well.
Yeah, Sydney's new hair.
It my new great. Hair. My new hair still has the tag on it. Thank you.
I find little things to complain about.
Let's complain.
You know, my ankle hurts. My lower back hurts.
What else?
End of list.
You know, the Zoom acting rehearsal was annoying.
Boring. Keep going.
Keep going.
People. You complain about people?
I do. Less so because I'm in, around less people now.
No.
But just generally, I would say
you're
because
lying,
of
Jared.
The
you're
pandemic.
Lying. I'm
super spreading. I'm having
No. You're on social media enough that I know there's people in there that's fucking getting on your nerves. I know you're complaining about some people that you follow. Mm. Look at your face. Come on. You now, if you've listened to this podcast, you know it's messy. Don't come over here talking about, oh, I don't
my
know
ankle
names,
hurts.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, we want, I want that, like, sirloin cut. Like, come on now. What we complain about? Who we complaining about? Let's go in.
We want to complain with you, friend.
Okay. Who am I complaining about?
I'm going to complain here. Okay. I'm not going to say the name of the show, but there's a show. There's a show that all they do is book their friends. It's a great show. I think it's amazing, but they only book their friends. And I think the people on there are amazing, but it's a very white show. It's a very white show.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about this show for a second.
No.
All they do is book
their friends. We do book our friends are very, our friends very diverse. We have all types of friends here.
Right.
We've hit like every angle, every corner of the fucking room. Mm-hmm. The show is a great show. Critically acclaimed, amazing show. Mm. Show is on a great network now. Mm-hmm. But they only book their friends of the beige persuasion. And I mean, I think I got, I have not even gotten an audition for it yet. Mm. And the black people that I have known that had an audition, they were like, it's just not the fit. It's like, what? That's right. I heard you call me a nigga. What do you mean? What do you mean it's not a fit?
Okay, Sydney.
Yes.
I'm going to complain too.
Okay.
Complain about something. This is just I'm trying to warm, you know, okay.
Make this a safe space.
I hate those tiny flies that be in your house.
Oh.
You don't know where the hell they come from. They're like tiny.
Gnats.
And all they do is like fly right by your eyes or right by your ears. And it's like, look how much space is in here that you can do your dumbass fly things. You could rub your dumbass fly hands together.
It's a gnat.
Why are you this close to my face? That's what they're called? Gnats?
Yeah, with gnats with a G.
Gnats.
The G is silent.
Thank you, friend. Gnats.
That's the Sydney fact of the day.
The worst is when they fly by your ear and then you suddenly just hear it like,
you're like,
Marie, I love you. I was dragging a show that our friends are on and I was talking about the low-key racism and you hit us with gnats. All
right. Well, I think racism is real heavy right now. Sis.
Okay. And yeah, you're right.
Gnats is very relatable. Okay. Because we've all had a.
You're
fly.
Showing the spectrum. Yeah.
Right. I'm showing range, sis. This is the range. If your thing is the Mariah Carey whistle note, mine is the Toni Braxton.
Okay.
You know. So I'm giving.
Jarrett, hit us somewhere in the middle now.
Mm-hmm.
I will second the audacity of these all white lineups. I'm seeing a lot of them in Insta stories and it's crazy to think like all the checks and balances that we think that we're all putting ourselves through these days to make sure that like when we put on a show, we do it the right way. When we, you know, just anything that we put out there, we kind of go through like, let's make sure this. And one of those things is often, let's make sure that it's diverse. And then you see other people just not doing that at all. And you're like,
it's kind of insulting.
Are we in the same world? Yeah, it's like, it's really, really wild.
But it makes me feel bad. It makes me feel bad because sometimes I'll be like, oh, we booked like, I don't know, like three black people in a row on Unofficial Expert. And I was like, oh, do we need to reach out and get more? And it's just like, but why am I feeling bad considering we've done this show for years and we've hit so many people up.
Right.
But I will feel bad if I'm like, oh, I'm thinking that we only had, we booked three black people in a row. This is not good.
Really? Three black people in a row is not good? That's news to me.
I know. Then I'll hit you with a name and you're like, really? And it's like, yeah, I think we got to switch it up.
I'll be like, who? I'll be like, oh, no, that's a problematic fave.
Here's something. A friend of mine, their birthday just passed. And they had like a gathering for it. And it was one of those like low pressure, but like low key, not like you should be there. And at the time I didn't have a car and I've since gotten a 2011 Mazda 2 with 114,000 miles on it.
Is that a lot of miles? I have no idea.
That's a lot. It's bad.
I'm like, you're speaking another language. I don't get it.
Right. I'm like, great. It's 2011.
I know. It's a language I just learned. I've been in LA for 10 years and I've never had a car until truly like 2 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, but friend.
This was like, thank you. This was like about a month or so ago. And I was like kind of like hemming and hawing over like, God, like, should I go? I should go. But if I don't go, they're going to be disappointed. And like, they're just like, they're such like, they're just doing so well as like a Caucasian family. God forbid I should get a boyfriend and ask my friends to pay for his dinner.
Is the event like inside or outside? Or is that?
It's outside. It's outside. But this was still like peak second wave, and I'd have to take an Uber. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, I.
Did they make you feel bad?
So basically, well, here's what. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to make it, but I would love to send something. Send
classy.
Like a little dessert. And then my friend was like, well, what are you going to send? And I was like, I was thinking donuts from this like great donut place. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, no, that's not good for the kids. And I was like,
ew, okay. F them
and
kids.
And then they were like, and then I was like, well, then what do you think I should get them? And then they were like, he likes candles.
No, he doesn't.
So want you to get him a Jo Malone candle? Are you, who are these fucking kids?
No, that was not for the
kids. I spent $70 getting a fancy candle.
One candle?
Driven to their place.
Driven? Yes. So you paid for the candle, then I had to put it in an Uber?
There's like an app. There's like an app for like rich people.
No, Jared.
Like you can get.
That's nice insane. Things.
And I sucked it up and I did it. And then also when the candle got there, it was like, I let them know like the candle's there. I didn't hear back for like maybe half an hour. And then it was like a little message that wasn't like, okay, I'm going to go get it or something. And then it was like 2 hours later that I get a message that was like, I don't see the candle. It's not here. And I'm like,
wait,
I just spent $70 on this candle. Like, go, you're gonna find that fucking candle. And then I talk to the delivery, and they send me a picture of the candle on the ground. And I'm like, the candle's there. I'm like freaking out, I'm so pissed. 2 seconds later, I get a message, found it, thank you. And I'm like, you couldn't just look for like 2 minutes longer and save me this like
mini
2 minutes of like, yeah, of like going through the drama of it. This is the best that I can do, and I'm not gonna beat myself up the whole way about it, feeling like I should have went, I should have done this, I should have shown up, I should have done.
Well, I feel like the best that you can do is like a lot, like $70 candle.
No,
that is what. Like, wait, how big is the candle? How long does it burn for?
Thank you, Andrew. Real question.
It's like, it wasn't a boy smells, but it basically was like a boy. It was like that kind of like
that container.
It was called like Paris or something. So Paris. It probably would last.
That candle was not for them. It was for the fucking adults. You know that, right?
You should have got a Marshall's candle.
No kid is asking for a candle.
Yeah, you could have went to Home Goods for that.
Are these Lisa Bonet's babies?
Friend.
Like, who are these kids?
Right. Was it Britney's kids?
It was not. But maybe, you know, like, you know, maybe in 10 years that might be the situation.
Mm-mm. You know, mm-mm. I'm here for that. I'm here. No, not here for that. But I'm like, yes, complain about the people who have families. It's a lot. It's especially in a pandemic. Like,
so
I can't do your kids all the time. I can't do the birthdays. I can't do these holidays. I'm a single person. Okay.
Yeah.
Just because I'm single.
I have relinquished.
Are you single though, Ziz?
I have relinquished responsibility to learn and remember everyone's kids' names, because at this point there are so many of them, and I'm just like, we're giving it to God. I'm not going to remember all your kids' names. I'm not going to remember all their birthdays. I'm not a bad person. Those are three true sentences.
Listen.
I'm not going to remember your kids' names. I'm not going to remember their birthdays.
I'm not a bad person. That's a good little affirmation right there. Yeah, let's talk about people with happy families. Happy people with families. Because we can complain about them right now. Because especially the families that they all wear the same outfit in different sizes. And then they line up in a height order. And then they're like, look at me and my family. And then the baby, ugh, girl, it's too much. Like, you can be happy and do your family Pinterest somewhere else. It don't gotta be on my timeline. But there are people who love that.
Get a Finsta. Huh? I'm like, these people gotta get a Finsta. There's people who you have a regular main page where you post like random odds and ends, maybe your dog, maybe like, maybe a nice outfit, but just like every picture is you and this brand new baby. No, I don't. Why do you have your baby out every single day out in
your
the elements?
Your baby out.
The baby is out in the elements. There's homeless man's particles all over in the sky. No shade to the homeless people, but I'm just saying, like, your baby is brand new. Why do you have these stupid numbers? 1 month. 2 months.
Wait.
57
not even,
weeks.
Not even that. Before that, when they're pregnant, they're showing us the stomach and they're like, it's a fun fact. The caption is like, the baby's the size of a peanut. And then the baby's the size of a kiwi. And then when the baby is here, every month there's a new picture and the baby's next to the month.
On the chalkboard.
On the chalkboard.
you didn't warn me out when the baby hasn't even gotten here and I'm already fucking tired of your baby.
I feel like there are people who are listening to this that do that with their kids, and we are talking about you, sis.
Yes, you. You.
Wait, so Jared, what are you doing for the birthday next year? Do you have a plan for like a gift or what?
They're better. The gift is you're not going to be there.
You know, the plan is I'm going to do my best because it hasn't worked. Like I'll be in situations with friends who are like getting married, and it always starts with like, oh, it's not a wedding. Oh, it's like low key. And then by the time you get to it, it's a full blown wedding. And like I was traveling. I was performing at a college in Maryland, and a friend of mine was getting married
in the pandemic.
I was like, I'm not going to be able. No, this was ago. Okay. Like maybe 2 years ago. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm so sorry. But it's not really a wedding, so that should be okay. I didn't say that. But
you thought it really loud in your head.
That's what I was thinking. And then that was a text message. And then I get a phone call. I was texting with my friend. I get a phone call from her husband. And he's like, this isn't okay. You got to get to the wedding.
What?
And I was like, I have a job and I have a flight and I can't. And he was like, you got to do it. And I'm just like racking my brain. And I'm like, I mean, I guess if I take a red eye there.
Oh, Jared.
The following Jared, night.
Jared, you are not the complaining expert. You are folding like a leaf expert. This is wild.
Thank you.
You are the Kleenex tracing paper expert. What?
I did.
I was just. And then when I got there. You're the foolish expert.
When I got there, they complained about what I was wearing.
No.
I had a suitcase from the airport.
No.
At City Hall.
No.
At City Hall.
City Hall. Oh, bitch.
You got on a red eye for City Hall?
For City Hall.
They could have done. We could have seen that on FaceTime. City Hall? Yeah. I thought it was only supposed to be like five people at City Hall. It was
supposed to be, and then by the time it happened, it was like 40 people
outside of City Hall. Did they rent an extra room in City Hall?
They have City Hall has a wedding
room. I've never been to City Hall.
First of all, if you're getting married in a wedding room, I don't want to be at your wedding. Okay. If it's not at a reception hall or a space, then I don't want to be there. But a wedding room sounds like I could hear the toilet flushing in the hallway.
What were you wearing? Denim? Yeah, that's what you should be wearing at City Hall. Denims.
No, he was wearing athleisure. He had on Ivy Park.
I had on a dress shirt and like khaki pants.
Okay, well, I'm dragging you. Khaki pants. This is not a golf course. This is City Hall.
They were Levi's. No, they look have good. Some. They were very
no,
good.
Jared, have some respect.
Jared, be
cack eyes. You had cack eyes on. Cack eyes.
Cack eyes.
Okay, the dress shirt was Armani with orange pinstripes.
I don't care about the. It's clear the shirt made it, and they were okay with that. We're talking about the cack eyes.
It's the same cat guys.
Jared, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. Have some respect. It's a wedding at City Hall.
They had a whole wedding room, babe. You cat guys. But I mean, honestly, get married however you want to get married. Just don't guilt me out of missing it.
Yeah.
And then
here's the thing. Of course, I want to go. I want to be there for all of it. I can. But if I can't, don't, you know.
Let me tell you, every wedding I've been to, I don't see those people no more. They don't even text me. I don't even know what they doing. I went to their wedding. I spent that money. I gave them a gift. I laid down my life for these hoes in the bachelorettes. Do I see them? Do they see me? Do we text? Are we on a group chat? Nope. I don't know those hoes. They don't even know if I changed my last name. They haven't checked in.
They haven't asked about a show. They got their gift and they ran. Now they happily ever after, and I'm not in the picture. So fuck them. No. I don't want to go.
No, but what about the people who have these big extravagant weddings and they make you feel bad about not, I don't know, buying the right color nail polish for the
fuck them dresses. As well.
And
fuck
then,
you.
No, but then
it's so weird.
And then they
it's
get a so divorce. Weird.
Fuck you. Give me my money back. Give me
and
my
then
gift.
Have the nerve to get married again. It's like
I'm not coming to that.
And make you do it all again.
I'm not coming to that.
It's so embarrassing. It's like not. It's the same thing. Like you're they're not doing that checklist that everyone else is doing, and you're going. You're okay with this?
Right. You got another registry?
You're not embarrassed. Right. You're not worried. You're not thinking about like X, Y. Like this is like it is so.
Listen, girl, you can get married as many times as you want, but you get one wedding from me. I'm coming to one. That's it.
Yeah.
Figure out which wedding you want me to go to. If you think you're going to get married three times, let me know if you want me to come to the middle or to the end.
Right.
But don't waste me on the first. How about that?
How about that? But the people, everybody that gets married doesn't think they're going to get married again.
Yes, they do.
For the most part.
If you are currently cheating on the person you're about to get married, it's going to end. It's going to end.
Okay, sweetie.
Also, more than half of these end. So if you're getting married, you have to know it's the odds are against you.
Right, right. Which is why you should just not get married.
Girl, I had a friend who... Her man was cheating on her. Cheating on her. They're getting a divorce. Like, he was cheating on her before they got married.
Did she know or did you know?
There were talks. There were always talks like, oh my God, he gets so drunk. Da, da, da.
Oh.
What is he? He's drinking bullet bourbon on a Monday. He's cheating on you. He's gonna cheat.
Yeah, get right? A divorce. What is this, Mad Men?
Yeah.
100%.
No. Bullet bourbon on a Monday. No, ma'am.
That's a lot.
That's aggressive. That's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And aspirational, too. You know, it could have been like Jack Daniels or Jameson, but he went for Bullet. He was like, I deserve more.
He said the rye whiskey.
Hmm.
Andrew, did you have something that you wanted to complain about?
Oh, yes. I did. Thank you for asking. I'm going to complain about the people in my building. I am moving out next month. And
okay.
I don't like a single person in this building. The person below me with the backyard is gay, and I have reason to believe that he was on the ship that sunk in Mexico.
You talking about the gays over COVID?
Gays over COVID.
Because he was posting about it up until that happened, and then he didn't post at all. And so he came back last week, and now he's cleaning up his backyard. He made a greenhouse to put all of his plants in the backyard, but then like left the door open so they all died. And so I was just looking at dead plants and a greenhouse for the past like 3 months. So I'm just like over him. The girl that lives next door to me constantly complains that like I'm making too much noise, but I'm like, no, do you know me? Like I do not make that much noise.
Do you know me?
Like if you think I make too much noise, there's a woman at the end of the hallway that has, this is so sad, she's so old, but like she's constantly like screaming in pain, and she has a nurse, and like complain about her. I'm so sorry, but do not complain about me.
Well, she's in pain, darling. You're an able-bodied person.
I am constantly over there. Hello, Sheila, I'm here. Like, do you need any hand? Do you need a hand? And she's like, do not.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Sheila, hello, do you Sheila. Need a hand? And then she's like, do not come in here. I am naked. She has like the life alert. Like the ambulance is constantly at our building. I am moving out. I will never look back.
She has a life alert? The life alert is 911?
I think so. They show up. They're constantly in here. They stroll in, and I'm like, the apartment's right there.
They have a key.
So yeah, I am just completely complaining.
Yo,
about
you don't give no damns about the. No. This woman is about to die, and you're complaining? She's got hospice coming through her house, and you upset?
She is the nicest old woman. Like, but I think the stem is from Kara next door, who complains about
name names.
Name
Jared.
Names.
Jared, how is Andrew outshining you right now with the complaining?
Well, Andrew is a star. And just check the comments. Check your comments, and this will be
We'll see.
Fact checked. Yeah. Andrew is a beloved American performer.
Not by Kara.
Not by Kara. And sometimes by Sheila, but
okay. Yeah, but not looking back.
I mean, Jerry, you don't have like a server at Apple.
I have an elderly neighbor.
No, you don't have a server at Applebee's that you can complain about. Come on, now, you got something.
No, I was the server at Applebee's.
Oh, okay.
So you can complain.
I
about.
I have plenty of tables to complain.
There you
about.
Go. You can complain about those tables.
Sure. My lease. I was a brunch server for almost 10 years.
Oh, you really didn't love yourself.
Yeah.
Brunch
is rough.
Brunch. Well, here's the thing. Brunch, you made the most money, and then you could do comedy at night.
Oh, I don't like comedy that much.
It was. But what was annoying about brunch is you'd walk up to a table, maybe of like 10 people, and the first person would be like, can I get you something to drink? And they'd be like, I'll have a coffee, a water, a juice, a mimosa, and a round of waters for the table. And I'm like, you just ordered 14 drinks. And you're the first person I spoke to. Do you know you just ordered 14 drinks? Do you know that? I used to hate that.
A coffee, a juice, I would go right, a mimosa, yeah. A tea,
a and water for the water table. For the table.
That's 14 drinks. You just 14, well, and you're the first person.
Jared, water is included. So that, like, you should have, the waters should have been at the table before you even came and took the order.
What are you, my floor
I'm
man?
Just saying.
Oh my!
You're complaining
God.
About the waters. They
write me up. Write me up, coward. Up. Tell the GM.
I am the GM. That's why I'm telling you. The water should have already been on the table.
Should have been. No, but here's the thing. LA is in a drought, so we're not allowed. It was against the law. Like, we used to have the water at the table, but then if there's like a city official in the restaurant, you'd get fined like thousands of dollars. Like, you're not allowed to people have to ask for water. It's in LA.
Oh. Yeah. LA people don't drink water. Interesting.
But they all need water.
They do.
No, everyone drinks water, but because it doesn't rain here, we're constantly like in a drought, like kind of like right near a drought. So we can't just be like giving out free water.
But the pools are always full, huh?
But they tell you not to water your yards either, or they say to take shorter showers in LA too because of the drought. I mean, we don't listen to them, but they say that.
Now it makes sense. Because I was complaining about somebody who's always like, Turn the water off. Don't just have the water running. Like, they were like going off on me because, like, I like the water to get hot and like the bathroom steaming. It's like, you turn the water on, you get in there. You turn it on, you get in there. Don't run the water. And I was like, what's the problem? Y'all stingy on the water, and now you actually are stingy because there's a drought.
Yeah, yeah. It's the culture here.
I'm learning stuff.
Oh, Jared, complaining. Do you have anything to complain about? Maybe the new Instagram update?
What's the new Instagram update?
Is it? Well, so far I know that you can now group live, and I have no complaints about that. I like that.
I like
shop. What's the new update?
Shop is not good.
What's the shop?
They just really like push it now.
They want you to buy stuff.
I think it's like in the things. It's in the place where like it was like notifications was or something, so you naturally go there. Messy.
Yeah.
Messy.
They know what they're doing.
That's crazy because I'm like, I keep buying things from Instagram. So I'm like, what's the update? It's the same to me.
You know what's crazy? I have never bought anything from Instagram.
No, that's not crazy. You actually are very good with your money, Marie, and I could not ever see you buying anything on Instagram. And if you were, wellness check, coming over to check on you, friend. Worried about you.
Meanwhile, you're buying everything that is advertised to you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't need that. What? No. That's nice. How much is it? $84. And then I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm afraid that I'm going to order something from online and it's going to look completely different when it gets here.
It always does. Exactly. It never looks good. The sunset lamp, it's cool in theory, but then you get it. It took 3 months to come and you're like, this was not worth it.
And it broke. Did it break?
It broke. It's broken.
Mm. Did you guys see those squishy slides sandals? They're really like puffy.
They're like the Yeezy ones.
Yeah, and they're really bendy and mushy and comfy looking.
Yeah, what are those?
I ordered them in yellow. 3 months later, they came in brown, and they are hard as rocks.
No.
They are not soft.
Where are
at
they?
All.
Did you throw them away?
They're upstairs. I'm trying to pawn them off on someone.
Send them to us so we can send us a picture so we can see. Maybe we could sell it through Instagram.
Maybe.
Maybe we could do a swipe up link in Depop.
What size do you wear?
I wear a 10, but I think they're too small, so they're probably like a 9.
Damn, and the sizing is wrong? They're hard and brown, and the sizing is wrong.
It couldn't have been worse. Although I got a watch, and it was really good. It came like on time, and it's beautiful.
What kind of watch is it?
Hashtag your watch.
It's a clear watch. It's a, I forget what the brand is, but it's just like really, I like
Casio?
To wear clear watches. It's basically like an elevated Casio.
Mm. You got it on you now?
The whole it's not on my wrist right now. It's upstairs. Do you want to see it?
No. Don't get off. Okay. Send us a picture of that. We'll maybe we can.
It's really good.
Maybe we can sell that on Instagram as well. wait.
Nikki Fresh's Jared Goldstein's plastic watch.
Somebody will buy it. Oh, you know what? I want to complain about one more thing before, you know, whatever. We might make this an hour and a half. I'm feeling good right now. I want to complain about hot people. Hot people are annoying.
Oh my God, Sydney. Mm. You want to complain about hot people?
Hot people suck.
Okay, so that means you suck, sis.
Yeah. No, girl.
You're not hot?
I got spaces in my teeth. My boobs are not real. Hair's not real.
Uh-huh.
I'm hot adjacent.
I'm not understanding what words you're saying right now. Nobody's agreeing with you.
I am not hot.
I want to complain about hot people who say they're not hot. How about that?
Yes, there we go.
It's almost like they want you to give them compliments to tell them that they're hot as if they don't know that they're hot.
I'm not.
Especially hot people who, like, if you read their Instagram, it's like, how do I not have a modeling contract? People should be giving me things for free. Aren't I so annoying? Let's talk about the hot community that is pretending not to be hot, but calling themselves hot adjacent.
As Jared takes off his shirt while he's on the pod to show us how hot.
Hey.
Yeah, Jared.
Let me pin the video.
Jared, would you classify yourself as hot?
I mean, I would agree with you. I feel hot adjacent, but on the record, it's very important to own your hotness.
Mm, it is.
I can't fucking stand you, Jared.
But if we're really talking, I say hot adjacent.
Why?
Oh, because you think I'm hot?
Your hair is real. Your eyebrows are perfect. Your skin is nice.
Eyebrows are good. You do have a good brow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's giving a Cara Delevingne brow.
Really?
Yeah.
Is her name Cara?
Hey.
Clara?
Cara.
Thanks.
Cara Delevingne.
Andrew, do you agree?
Ain't that Jared's hot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like this is, we all knew this. A very kind face, too, I will say.
Kind.
Kind. Like a very approachable, nice.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
Okay, so not a Regina George face, but like a Gretchen Wiener's face. Because she looked like the more approachable one.
She looks a little bit more approachable, but like Amanda Seyfried, like Karen has like the most like aesthetically like approachable face. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, because her eyes were always like,
Yeah, like doe eye, like Bambi. Yeah.
they are very Bambi. Do you do well in the dating department, Jared? You got a man, right?
No. I've never had a boyfriend. In my life,
you've never had a boyfriend.
Never.
Excuse me.
It used to be like a big old mess, but it's not anymore. But then it was just like I got really busy, and then the world shut down, and now we're here.
So you haven't been dating during the pandemic at all?
Last summer I was seeing this guy, a gay magician, if you can believe it.
Girl, bye. Now I have to hang up on you because it's clear that you don't love yourself. Why?
Okay, wait, Sydney. Okay, I wasn't going to say this, but he is also a writer for The Mandalorian.
But a gay magician is what's at the top of his resume.
No. Writer for The Mandalorian is what is at the top of his resume.
But you can't look past the magician part, yeah.
I mean, why would you want to?
I mean, you started up top with that, so this is you, friend. This is you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he got that writing job because, I mean... Yeah. Honestly, that could be an idea for a new children's cartoon. It's a gay magician. But like
a gay magician.
But think SpongeBob, but like, oh.
Okay, well, yeah, here's another thing. I'm going to complain about my friends that don't date up. They need to date. Everybody needs to date up.
Yeah. It's hard to date up, don't you think?
Hey, Sydney, you've had like awful complaints. I'm so sorry. Yeah,
Sydney, your complaints have, well, I mean, not the white show, black
yeah,
people.
Yeah, okay,
thing,
yeah. But, but these past two, I am not agreeing with.
Why? What's the problem?
I see people dating up.
It's hard.
Like, I want that for me.
Everybody needs to date up. Everybody is tens across the board on this call.
Sydney, you're saying everybody needs to date up, but some people got to date down so that the people down can date up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I need everybody who's dating down to not be my friend. The people who are dating up, come on over to my side so we can. I want to hear your conversations, because me hearing the conversations that, you know, they not hitting it right, or you not going to the places you need to go to. I want to hear my friends are going on a boat. They got the PJ. We going on the PJ. I want to go with. I need my friends to date up so I can go on these trips.
So okay, so what's dating down for you? They're not as attractive, or they have less money.
I know.
I don't know.
Because sometimes ugly dick is good dick. I have heard.
Yes, and sometimes I too have heard as well.
And sometimes broke dick, and this I can attest to, dick is good dick. So it's like, what is down?
But as somebody who's had, you know, a dick attached to a man, a dick that's been attached to, you know, a wall, dick is dick. So you need to subtract the dick and find the good person.
You need to subtract the dick and add a good person. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, just worry about the person, okay? Stop putting it on the penis.
Girl,
it's just an object.
Sydney,
what?
You gotta be high.
I'm not high.
These last 62 minutes have been too much for me.
Why, Jared? Don't you agree?
I do 100%. I've never been like a penis guy. I don't care. As long as you have one, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I hear all the time about like, his penis was this small. I've never once in my life seen a penis that was too small. They're always humongous. And I'm like, where the fuck is that supposed to go?
Jared, I heard like, I heard that you slanging. That thing is thanging. That's what I heard.
That thing is thanging.
Did you hear that?
That's what I heard. God,
that's what the streets are saying, babe.
Wow. That's what the streets are saying.
All right. I'll neither confirm nor deny.
What? Come on now.
Oh, no. I feel good. I feel good.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. You did share at the very top.
Yes.
So I guess it's only fair for me to say that, yeah, things are good.
That thing is, that thing be thanging.
That thing is thanging.
What's cool about my dick is that it looks like a dildo. Mm. Like, it's like devoid of character. Like, there's no surprises. Like, when you think of a dildo, whatever you just thought of, that's what it looks like.
It's purple.
It's just like,
purple.
Yeah. It's very veiny.
It's purple.
Has a suction cup
like,
at
there's
the
no
end of it,
like
yeah.
There's no like weird shapes or angles or
there's no birthmarks
turns
or like
there's just nothing. It's just like,
so you got a pretty peen. Good for you.
I really can I tell one time? Okay, one time I was like DMing with this guy who lives in New York for like months, but I was here in LA, and then finally like I'm in New York, we meet up, he's really cute, we start hooking up. Before he takes his dick out, he tells me, people tell me I have a really pretty dick. And I was like, okay, let's see. And he takes it out, and I go,
no.
That looks like mine.
Wow, no. Twins.
And he goes, what? And he goes, take your dick. So I take my dick out, and he goes, oh my God, it does.
Oh my God, this is like a Parent Trap moment.
And you guys
and
were
our
twins.
Dicks looked so similar. His was bigger, but
they looked
almost exactly alike. And it was very validating because he was bragging about himself going, my dick is pretty. And then I said, wait, my dick looks like your dick. And he goes, well, let's see. And then he agreed. He goes, your dick does look like my dick. So
come on, just Jared. I love it.
By the transitive property, I have a beautiful dick.
Wow.
Well, if you want to drop that in the chat over here, that'd be nice.
Honestly, I don't think you have to drop it anywhere. You could just drop your pants so we could see, because Sydney has dropped hers. So
okay, that was like an hour ago, guys. That's so like
literally just happened.
Let the past be the past. I did that to reset the room.
Sis, it was the beginning of the room. You walked in with no pants.
I resetted the room and the vibe of the pod.
You didn't reset anything, sis. You set the tone with your pooch on the podcast today.
Jared, I don't know if you, you know, cleared the name of people who complain a lot, because I just feel like you didn't really complain, you know, like you were kind of cool with it.
That was my plan all along.
I'm not doing that. Why did Andrew complaint seem to blow everyone out the water?
Because Andrew had a valid complaint.
He was upset at this lady that's dying. Now, if Sheila, that's not Sheila. White privilege, you're
Stop
mad
that.
That
no,
someone's on
no,
their,
I do
on their way out.
Because I can already hear the comments that are like, why is he around, like talking shit about Sheila?
No, he wasn't talking about Sheila. He was talking about
the
Clara.
I was talking
about Clara.
Comments will
validate Sheila. Kara,
but Sheila is verbally abusive to her nurse. So
she's
fair game.
Dying.
Hold on. Is her nurse black or white?
She is Hispanic.
Oh, well, then we don't like Sheila. She's problematic.
Yeah, she's problematic.
She got it.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
That's wrong.
Andrew.
Problem.
Unless the nurse voted for Trump.
The nurse is.
You think it's Latinos for Trump?
If it's Latinos for Trump, then it's.
No.
She's come to
go off, Clara.
She's come to. She came to cry to me one time, and I felt so bad after.
No.
Yeah. It was very, very. I need to get out of this building. I hate it. It is haunted.
Well, thank God she's dying. Like,
it's haunted. Well, it's haunted. That's why all the plants died in the
exactly. Yeah, it is exactly. A graveyard.
It's a graveyard. Yeah. It's an elephant graveyard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jared, wait. I know. There's. Hey, is there
Sydney
anything,
really want to get a complaint out of
is
you?
There,
she wants,
is there
she wants
anything,
to get a 60-second complaint from you.
Is there anything in comedy that you want to complain about?
Or
TikTokers, people on Twitter, Insta stories.
Oh, yeah.
People
yeah.
with
sure.
EGOTs, anybody.
There is a comedian
Ooh.
On TikTok who is...
Stealing bits. Yes. Who is it?
Oh, no, that's not what I was
going
to say.
No, okay.
This is even worse. This comedian is... recording fake videos of himself doing stand-up in front of a green screen and making it look like these are like his stand-up clips on TikTok. Mm-mm. But you can so tell that it's a laugh track. It's a green screen behind him. The whole thing, he's just presenting it as if it's stand-up.
Well, that's a lot of people's specials. Just hands up. Just, you know, there's laugh tracks on that. So,
yeah.
Just saying. Maybe he's on to something.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, that's my comedy complaint. I can't believe that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, is he blowing up? Is he viral or?
He is like super viral, like super super duper.
Drop the name. TikTok, drop the name. Like, drop the name in the chat.
I will.
Wait,
I'll
don't have it by hand.
Are any of the comments like we know this is a green screen or like how are you the only person that's in the know?
I'm not.
Okay.
He was brought to my attention from another comedian.
Got it. Okay.
So I think it's like comedians know. And also he's kind of like a bro-y guy. So it's like, he's not really someone that like we really think about or care about. But
it is
crazy to see it because you watch it and you go, this is fake. And he has millions of, you know, all the TikTok.
Oh, it's TikTok. Oh, no, we don't like that. But people on TikTok, they're not the brightest in the bunch. We've seen them dance.
That's a fact.
Yeah, they not that intelligent.
No.
Intelligent. I feel like I wanted to complain about something else, but I'm trying to complain less.
Really?
You know? I feel like that. I feel like when you complain, it's like I'm trying to do different things, sis. I think it's good to complain and get it out when you need to get it out. Mm-hmm. But I don't like to like dwell on that stuff too much out loud anyway. Like that's what my brain is for.
Yeah.
You know, complaining, screaming about everything that is terrible. But I don't know. Yes? No? Just me?
I complain about all the time.
Oh, the magician wizard. The gay wizard.
There we go.
Oh, there's a room.
Okay. Okay. The one that kept walking while you were visibly having a podcast.
Visibly. he is a lovely, lovely person.
No.
Who I could talk shit about for the rest of my life.
Is the person a non-comedian?
Non-comedian.
Okay.
Talks to me every day about what I could never tell you.
I
sweetest guy. Sweetest guy.
Wow.
If I never saw him again.
I love this ASMR moment that we're having. Should we do a whole episode like this one day?
Yeah. Why is he your roommate?
Sydney talking at regular volume. She's really trying.
I was trying.
It was so
I funny. Was really trying. I'm sorry.
She's like, is he still here?
We met on Craigslist.
Oh.
It's an arrangement.
It's your fault.
It's an arranged marriage of sorts.
Okay. Well, this is what you get.
Well, who lived there first?
Me.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm in charge.
You're
the
queen
of the castle. Mm.
Well, if it's your apartment, then I would be loud. I wouldn't even care.
Yeah, because one time, okay, this is something to complain about.
I love this.
One time, the fire alarm went off, the smoke alarm. So loud. You know how loud they are.
Mm-hmm.
4 in the morning. Mm-hmm. They never go off at 4 p.m., they only go off at 4 a.m. It is screaming for half an hour. You know he's awake.
Yeah.
There's no way. I'm on the phone with my mom and dad. I'm screaming at them. They're screaming at me. I'm screaming at the thing. It is mayhem at 4 a.m. until 4:30 a.m.
And he never came out.
He did not. Never. And from that day on, I said, I will podcast at any hour, at any time.
Why didn't you lead with this?
Yeah.
This is great. You should have just
I had to get there.
Okay.
Okay. It has to be authentic.
Yo,
that's another clause of the complaining. It has to come from your gut.
We had to put so much lube on this pod for you to get this comfortable that it's I'm upset. I'm livid.
Yo, honestly, I do want to complain about you being the complaining expert. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, when I said, Jared, what do you want to be the expert in? You were like complaining. I do that all day long.
Yeah.
Said,
oh. Okay. What would you say I'm the expert in?
I don't know. Making us wait for an hour and 12 minutes.
I would say, Jared, you are the expert in making friends. You're very friendly in the community. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's between me and you when there's a post that goes up, it's either I'm gonna have a comment first or you'll have a comment. But most times we both have a comment on someone's posts.
Yeah. I'm always looking to see your comments.
I always see yours. It's almost like Instagram lets me know that you made a comment and I have to see it first.
The algorithm is bringing us together.
Yeah. That's another reason why I had to bring you on the pod. Because I just kept seeing your name and I was like, well, wait, Jared hasn't been on.
I can't believe you hadn't been on the podcast before.
Yeah, that's our bad. We're trash.
Look, you made me wait, and I made you wait an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's the tea. Wow. That this is you getting back at us for waiting for so long. Yeah.
The payback expert.
Yeah. Yeah.
The petty expert.
You're fucking the petty ass bitch. That's fine. Jared, we're gonna post your picture and it doesn't matter because everyone's gonna slide in your DMs and they're like, wait, you're single, but you're so attractive and funny and smart.
They're going to ask questions about the magician wizard and roommate. So
they're
be ready for those questions.
Okay.
And then they're going to ask, can we see it? And you already know what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And when they want to see it, it's you better send them a picture of the shoe.
The shoe?
The shoes.
The Instagram shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not what we were talking about. I thought we were talking about the
picture. No. But I'm saying they're going to be like, can we see it? And then you send them a picture of the shoe.
Yeah,
That's the key.
You know, I've only sent one dick pic, and it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, you're famous now, babe. You can't be doing none of those stunts.
I know.
Wait,
you have
a perfect pretty penis, and you've only sent one dick pic? Yeah. Is that what you're still sending now?
Well, look, here's the thing. This is the thing. You know, they say the camera adds 10 pounds, not to dick pics.
Mm.
Whenever I'm looking at the picture, I'm like, this can't be right. Like, I've never taken a picture of it that felt like this is doing me justice. Mm.
You got to get a ring light. You got to put the penis on the ring light.
Put the penis on the ring
light. Don't do it with fluorescent lighting. It's going to make it look
terrible. No, fluorescent is... I've never taken a picture in a fluorescent lighting and be like, yeah, my tits look good. No.
Yeah. It's too harsh for the penis. For the body. For the for the female.
I'll get a lava lamp. I'll put it next to a lava lamp.
Okay. Get some sex lights. Get some sex lights.
Is that how big it is? Lava lamp? Yeah.
Could you imagine? That would be a curse.
Marie, you look like my babushka.
You don't have a babushka, Sydney. Don't do that. You look like my babushka, girl.
She's in heaven. Yes. Jared. What?
You called your grandma, your nana, babushka?
Babushka, I did.
Okay, and she called you Streganona. I just want to Streganona, sis? Yeah.
Streganona, stress, sis. Jared, before we leave, okay, since you did like subpar in this complaining department, do you have like any tips, three tips on like how to be a fabulous complainer, a better complainer than you?
Than me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. First tip is be kind to yourself and let yourself complain. Mm. You're not a monster. You're just having a day.
Oh.
Second tip.
Having a day.
You're just having a day. Mm. Find a safe space. Find the right people for which you can complain. Maybe find some people who will support your complaining and not say that your complaining was subpar. Maybe find some people who will uplift. You know, if your complaining is kind of small, that doesn't mean weak. It means like a little baby, like, oh, your little complaints are cute. So if you can find someone to support your complaining, that would be good too. And then the third tip for complaining is breathe through your diaphragm. Unless your roommate can hear, and then you want to whisper right up on the mic, just like this.
I hope when the fire alarm stopped ringing, you opened his door and chucked it into his room.
Yeah.
I hope it so. And you went whop. You just
Can you believe frisbee. That? Can you actually believe that?
You should actually put fire underneath the fire alarm so it could go off. And
then just let it and just sit, let and it then rock. Just sit in a chair right underneath it and wait.
And see what he does.
Smoking a Capri, like a long cigarette.
I dare you.
And in a rocking chair, you're just like, well, took you long enough.
And that's hilarious because it's so funny that we're mentioning this because our next guest on the podcast is your roommate. That's insane. We'll be back to back.
Damn. Don't believe anything she says.
I love this. Anyway, I'm actually kind of tired.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm not, but you know what I mean. Like, it's time to wrap it up because this is, we went long. Oh my God. We're almost going an hour and a half with Jared Goldstein. We're making Sydney up for lost time.
Sydney.
Oh my God. Wait, can I say your last episode where it was just the two of you together at like 4 a.m. and you were trying to fill the time? That was cinematic. That's a movie. I want to watch that as a movie. That was so
We were great. Trying to fill the time. I don't remember what we were talking about.
I love that episode. Andrew
wasn't there. Yeah. That was one of the reviews says, I loved this episode. Andrew wasn't there.
Oh, wow.
Where is that review?
I think it was like on a comment or something. Yeah, like he wasn't like he was like naming like Marie did this, Sydney did this, Andrew wasn't there, and I was like,
you were talking about funeral makeup.
Oh yeah. So oh, that was
such a good episode.
It was good. It was good.
You were singing. Yeah. You kept singing the whole episode, Sid. It was so good.
Well,
whole milk for your whole ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a good time. You know what? Let me repost that tomorrow so people, because I didn't post that. Jared.
Let's do
Jared, that. You know what? We might have to do a part two and just have you come back as another expert, because this one, you're not a complainer, friend. You're a good guy.
I accept that.
I do. I accept that.
And if I have to come back, so be it.
Mm-hmm. Do you gossip?
I do.
Yeah, but you didn't give me no gossip and energy.
On a podcast, that's not safe.
You were being too politically correct. You were being too. You are like close friends complainer. Close friends gossip. But here on this, I see it.
Me and Marie have been doing this for years, and we talk shit, okay? people hate us, but they asked to be on the podcast, but they hate us.
All right. I have something to look up to.
Okay. Jared, plug yourself. Where you at? Where can we find you? Your socials and whatnot.
Yeah. Find me online at Hey Jared Hey.
Hey Jared Hey.
Hey Jared Hey.
Hey.
And if you love Jared and you want to see, you know, beautiful things from him, I need you to put some palm trees under his last photo. That'd be cute.
Oh, I would love that. Please do it.
Well, yes. Palm trees.
The last photo or the photo where you think that you could maybe see a print.
Ooh, actually, stay tuned this week because a print is coming.
Okay. I would love to see your pretty Ricky.
And that's what I call it.
All right. Well, we've outdid ourselves, Marie. No fights. This was a smooth one.
Sydney, I don't fight with you. I don't understand where you coming up. Why are you trying to build that false narrative?
It's not a false narrative. The people have put it in the comments that we fight. Yeah. Jared, do you agree?
He doesn't agree.
I mean, there was a salmon teriyaki, but I think this is like, that happens between friends.
Listen, no, that happens.
This is what I like.
That happens. There's a lot of, over
salmon teriyaki. We'll talk about comedy. There's a lot of comedy duos that seem to be like perfect friends who are only in love and always obsessed with each other. Mm-hmm. And it's exhausting because it makes me feel bad because I go, well, my friends and I don't get along that well always. So when I see your friendship being multifaceted like mine are, I go, oh, thank God. Like, this is authentic.
Fun fact, a lot of those comedy duos, not even friends in real life.
And that's the problem, Marie. We're fucking real friends. Let's hate each other so we can make this money.
Okay, sis.
Oh, my God. Wait, that actually would work if you did that for, like, a couple months.
Like, didn't
just
talk.
Do, like an animosity narrative just to get, like, more clicks.
Oh, okay. The producer expert.
Yeah. Well, I'm a method actress, so I can't exude that unless it's real, so...
Listen, I could exude it. Just give me the number for the Zoom acting. I'll figure it out.
Okay, Jared, well, you heard it here first. Me and Marie are gonna fight and make millions of dollars. I love this. Mm-hmm. I love this for us. Okay, guys, you love us, you hate us.
And now you can go. Bye.
No. Before you go, did you leave a review? Did you rate us? Are you subscribing? Hello?
And now you can go. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. The Unofficial Expert is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Senior producer, Tracy Soren. Produced by Andrew McGuire. Cover art by Sandy Honig. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.